ABC Radio Australia.
Well, soccer in the Pacific has taken giant strides in recent weeks, with New Caledonia's Hyinjin defeating local rivals Magenta in the first ever All-Pacific OFC Champions League final. And then the Fiji international Roy Krishna won the Johnny Warren Medal, that prize awarded to the Player of the Year in Australia's A-League. And now, as Richard Hewitt reports, the hope is that Krishna's recognition will open the way for other talented players from the islands to make their way into Australia's professional ranks. But exactly how do you make that happen?
The winner of this year's Johnny Warren Medal is Roy Krishna.
And as Roy Krishna stepped up to collect his award after the thank yous, he offered this simple message.
If you work hard, dreams do come true, so thank you.
And after Krishna's dream came true, the benchmark has been set. Former New Zealand international and former OFC vice president Fred de Jong is in no doubt there is more than one Roy Krishna in the islands. And now he says it's time for OFC to bang the drum.
I don't know that they can bring pressure, but I think they can certainly encourage, especially at FFA and New Zealand football level, and just keep up a dialogue to try and encourage these countries to open up their regulations, because the easier it is for the movement of these players, obviously the better.
Ernie Merrick, who as coach of Wellington Phoenix recruited Roy Krishna into the A-League, wants to see a dedicated visa slot created that would enable A-League clubs to each recruit one player from the islands.
To be the top goal scorer in the A-League, coming from where he's come from, is just truly exceptional. And there are so many talented athletes in the Pacific region that you just have to look at the number of rugby league and rugby union players, for example. So if soccer gave them the same opportunity, I think there'd be so many come through.
Fred de Jong points to the existing state of play in New Zealand, where in the semi-professional national league, such a visa system already exists.
In New Zealand, we've now got the import ratio 6-1, one Oceania player. So if the A-League would do something like that, man, that would instantly make the Pacific players much more accessible.
But former Cook Islands national coach Drew Sherman, who's now the man in charge of youth development at the A-League club Brisbane Roar, doesn't believe that dedicated visa places are actually the answer.
To create an artificial sense where 11 clubs for next season could potentially take one Oceanian player, well, are there 11 Oceanian players that are at that level? Are we actually creating an artificial market for them and a false sense of hope that long-term isn't going to benefit the best of them?
As the A-League apparently moves towards independence from Football Federation Australia, Sherman believes restrictions on player recruitment would be lifted and clubs would be able simply to target the best. Or perhaps, as Fred de Jong suggests, take a chance on a player like PNG international Tommy Semi, who's made a huge impact in New Zealand and would appear ready to step up to another level.
He's a proven goal scorer at New Zealand Premiership level now, and I think he's got the raw materials to go further. He's still very young. He's a guy that, in the right environment, I think could do really, really well.
While arguing for dedicated visa slots, Ernie Merrick also wants to see structural development in the island countries. He says the prospect of both PNG and Fiji launching professional leagues is exactly what's needed to provide player development in the vital mid-teenage years.
Technically, they're all very good. Their ability to control the ball, pass the ball, their speed is phenomenal. Agility, all the physical aspects, technical aspects are there. It's really the strategic areas, but it's really about having a regular competition of such a high standard that it challenges everyone.
And Fred de Jong argues that at junior level, players from New Zealand and Solomon Islands who will be going to the Under-17 World Cup later this year are actually on a par with many of the bigger countries. It's at the next stage in the move into professionalism where the gap starts to appear.
The gap gets very big very quickly. The European players are playing at big clubs, and in the next 2 or 3 years, their progress just skyrockets, and we can't match that.
Drew Sherman says success for the Solomons on the world stage would do the islands cause a lot of good at a time when he believes momentum on the soccer fields of the Pacific is growing.
There is starting to be that track record of success, and no longer can clubs turn a blind eye to the nations. Those younger players, if they go and put themselves out there on a true world stage, a World Cup, a World Club Championships, then of course professional clubs are going to sit up and take note.
And that next wave includes Sarpreet Singh at Roy Krishna's club Wellington Phoenix. Singh has Indo-Fijian heritage, but born and brought up in Auckland, he had a clear pathway to the A-League, unlike players in the islands. So, should another Roy Krishna get his chance, Drew Sherman says they'll have to do it the hard way, just like Krishna himself did.